like cross regularly scheduled.
Special.
Meridian Development Corporation to order, starting a roll call. Mr. Bassel,
here.
Mr. Winder,
here.
Mr. Bird,
here.
Mr. Barrett,
here.
Mr. Zamzo is absent. Mr. Beard is absent. Mr. Jensen is absent. Council Lakey,
here.
And Administrator Squires,
here.
Motions to confirm the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as published.
Second.
Aye. Item number four is approving the consent agenda, the minutes of April 27th, the regular meeting, and the 2016 Administrator's Report.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Winder.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next item is item number five. Mr. Evers does not look like he is able to make it today.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I don't know. Last I spoke with him on Friday, he was planning on being here.
All right. And item number six is the Waltman time extension request.
Mr. Chairman, if you recall, in January we extended, we deferred this item into this meeting. We had anticipated being able to present the ACHD report and the findings and how the commission had acted. Unfortunately, the ACHD commission has not acted upon this item. That said, I did include a copy of the draft staff report, just in case you're interested to see the direction that ACHD is going. It is not in favor of the developer's request at this time. So therefore, as the developer and his representative are working with ACHD, we would request to defer this to June 8th.
So we need a motion.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr.
Chair. I move that we move item 7 to the June 8th, or the item 6 to the June 8th meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
See them back in June. Okay, the main part of our meeting today, I believe, consideration of the modification of the 10 Mile Pacific Urban Renewal District Plan recommendation for the addition of the lateral and corresponding resolution 16-019.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Kushlan and I. We also have Mr. Davis and Mr. Armbruster here on behalf of the landowners as well. I'll just kind of do a brief introduction and then let maybe Phil give some more details and fill in. Following our last meeting, we had one of the property owners bring up the Kennedy Lateral. Not being included on our map of the proposed improvements. Part of what I've handed out to you is a revised map that Caleb helped put together. This item here, it's designated as number 15, the rough location of that Kennedy Lateral that goes through that property there through the middle. The request was to consider, or I guess, do we need to add this? I think the property use reference would be to add it. I provided you with the memo, several pages here. This pulls out various portions of the current plan that address irrigation improvements or public improvements or utilities infrastructure. Some of those portions specifically reference irrigation, drainage ditches, laterals, canal crossings as being allowable improvements. In reviewing it, I think the existing language covers it, but considering that we're still fairly early on, my recommendation would be to consider adding it to the plan. I know that's the property owner's request. What you always try to do with these plans, and particularly with the recent legislation that we had where they included the word specificity, which still is up for interpretation among various legislators as I've talked to them, you're balancing that flexibility that you need with the specificity that is desired. The code Simply provides in 52008 and 152905 that the plan include a statement listing the kind, number, and location of all proposed public works or improvements. The new legislation added that word specificity to that. But so that's the balance we're trying to strike. As I said, I think the existing language clearly covers it, but still fairly early on, this would entail simply a resolution requesting that the city incorporate the changes to the charts and the map, and I'll let Phil address those, and then maybe some background, and we'd forward that resolution on to the city, assuming you want to approach it this way. And they would incorporate that into their process going through with planning and zoning and then the city council. One also slight clarification, the change in the charts that Phil prepared had the segment listed as 12, and we were kind of going back and forth whether we list this as segment 12 or 15. I think Caleb and I looked at the 15 route, and Phil went the 12 route. You can decide whichever one you want. Doesn't really matter. But there's a couple of existing segments, and Phil can talk about that in his presentation, that deal with street lights, traffic signals, and street frontage that aren't listed as a segment on this map. And segment 15 would be that new lateral segment, or you can make segment 15, 12, and then renumber the other ones. So, Phil, I'd let you chime in from here.
Okay, thank you, Todd. Again, the maybe trying to be too specific, and when you wind up being not so specific enough. And the map that was provided to you in the document that you approved basically came from the specific area plan, and was basically drawn up and priced with Brighton's help. And it did not include this Kennedy lateral. We knew that it was there, talked about it with Eric for some time. And but it wasn't specifically listed here as a depicted on map. As Todd indicated, we were pretty careful in the text of the plan to recognize the various kinds of public improvements that were going to be done. Even though I don't think that Treasury Valley Investment really knows the extent to which this improvement is going to be made. Is it going to be piped? Is it going to be moved? Is it going to be a San Antonio river walk? So what I did is trying to respond to their interest. Okay, let's if it's going to make everybody feel better, we have time to add it. And so what I did is we amended the map. Again, this document had three segments that were basically like area-wide segments that didn't really fit on this map. And so I took literary license and moved them down so that when you listed them here, they would fall as number 12, not the least. I made it that way, and then moved the others down. Staff made a different choice. Doesn't make any difference to me. You got it listed this way, and so probably rather than try to change it, I think the way that's presented to you makes some sense. And so we should proceed with that. I also priced that investment. Generally, and I've talked to the people who priced the other segments, and this is kind of similar to the ditch up north, and so I put a $3 million price tag on that, ran that through the model, and rather than having a net positive balance at the end of $15 million, you've got $11.6 million, and so it's still economically viable. It passes the test of fiscal solvency, and so there was no negative effect of including this, and so I think I would join Todd's recommendation. Probably a good idea to make this modification at this point. So I'm happy to answer any questions. I'm not sure if they're either way.
Do
Do we have process to be able to do this in time for the June 1st deadline as well as tonight's meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I believe, and maybe Caleb could address this as well. It's actually we need to get the ultimate approval from the city prior to the June 1 deadline. And they had some flexibility in the June hearing schedule if needed. So I think the city anticipates they can still get this accomplished, this recommendation. Caleb?
I can clarify the timeline. I think when we originally presented that timeline, June 7th is what we were targeting. We pushed that back 1 week to June 14th is when it's on the city council. So notice goes out this week to the taxing entities and the planning and zoning commission, giving them 3 days, whatever it is. But June 14th is what we're targeting in the resolution prior to the July 1 date. I would, if I may, Mr. Chair, just a little bit of a point of clarification and just again some more of the recent history. You all acted on this. City Council acted on May 3rd. So they've already approved the document without these changes. So just procedurally, what goes out in the next day or two to the taxing entities and to the Planning and Zoning Commission, I'm still unclear if, because that's not what the City Council has pushed out there or said. So I'm thinking this is where it gets muddy for me. Your all's recommendation to the council at that June 14th meeting is that they adopt the plan with this change. It's part of the public comment process, although it's really MDC's plan. You know, it's a weird. So that's more of a question than a statement. But I just want to make sure that what the city is pushing out there for public comment is both what you want to see, but also what the council approved to see as well. So just if you can clarify that for me. Still muddy in my head that this action isn't reflected in the council's action yet.
Anyways. And Mr. Chairman and Caleb, I guess the city, when they approved it, they didn't quote unquote approve it. They authorized sending it out, essentially. Yep. The approval will come after the plan zoning recommendation and their hearing. I guess I need to get with Mr. Neri. The way I look at this is, I don't see the city having the opportunity to modify this. I think it's the district's plan. They can approve or reject it. And I think it makes sense to have the agencies, when they respond, have the ability to comment on this. So, and if it's a follow-up to them or exactly how that would work, but I would personally like to have this in their hands as part of their comment period and ability to respond.
Can we wait until their meeting next? They have a meeting next week, right?
We missed the 30 days to do June 14th.
Then we'd miss the 30 days.
Couldn't this be brought up at the planning and zoning? At that point, the recommendation, but are we, Caleb, bring me up to date, are we sending out to the other taxing entity before planning and zoning or after planning and zoning?
Sure, it's concurrent. So
it's
concurrent,
so I mean, actually, planning and zoning could, MDC could approve this and they could approve this plan and then send it back to us to the yay or nay.
Just a slight clarification on that. The only thing the Planning and Zoning Commission is doing is ratifying that the plan is consistent with the city's comprehensive plan.
Okay.
They're not going to make any changes to the plan.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're right.
They're really just saying, is this document consistent or not with the city's comprehensive plan? And the council, I this is Mr. Lakey's point, the city council hasn't approved the plan yet.
No.
They've just approved the plan to
go
to be published to these places. So it's still in draft form. The question is, what draft should those taxing entities and everyone else be looking at? Should it be this revised plan? And that's all, and that's the question. I would rather have them look at what we think is going to be the final plan than, but just a point of, again, that process with the city council.
Come on in, sit down.
Totally interrupting.
Commissioner Bassel?
Sure. From listening to to Todd's explanation that we're doing this to go above and beyond for transparency and clarification, that it's more for clarification than it is for an addition to the plan. So, I mean, we're already implying in the plan as it was approved that there's going to be infrastructure improvements. And while we may not have spelled out all those infrastructure improvements, you know, dot every I, cross every T in terms of what is involved, we have already implied it, and then this is just adding more transparency. Am I reading it correctly? Because if I am, I wouldn't be concerned about it going forward, because it's already implied in the plan we approved.
Mr. Chairman, and I guess as I kind of really think about this, if this was something that was ultimately approved by the city, as long as it's what we approve, I don't look at it as a modification by the city. And ultimately, it's the city's process at this point. If Councilor Mr. Neri is comfortable adding this either at the hearing with P&Z or however they're comfortable approaching it, I think I'm comfortable with that. It is really a clarification. It changes the numbers. I don't think it changes the Plan and Zoning Commission's approach to things. They're just looking to see if it complies with the comprehensive plan, so it's really not substantive that way. But I think, again, if we can make it work to whatever degree Mr. Neri needs to make it work to be comfortable with it.
Mr. Bessel?
Yes. Thank you, Todd. And as far as the numbers are concerned, the numbers are estimates. They aren't hard numbers. We don't know hard numbers until we actually get in and do the work and have a proposal come to us from a developer that this is what it's going to cost. So they are estimates, and I believe I heard you right, Phil, that the estimates, including this lateral, are within the parameters of the funds that would be available to do the work.
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Yeah, so I don't see it as an addition. I just see it as a clarification, and then we will have to finalize numbers on a case-by-case basis.
Mr. Chairman, not to put Ryan on the spot, but Ryan does this a lot. Do you have any thoughts or input? I guess it does put Ryan on the spot, but that's okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Ryan Armbruster, law firm of Elam and Burke, representing 10 Mile Investments. It does really put me on the spot in recognizing I don't represent either MDC or the city, obviously. The city and Todd is probably right. At this point, it may be more the city council or city attorney call than an MDC call. But one of the things that, to me anyway, in terms of the statute, the reason why you give 30 days notice to the taxing entities and to any in the public for opportunity to comment, you would think that would be a useless provision if during that process you couldn't make, the city council couldn't make changes. I mean, at their public hearing, there's a huge outcry for changes. The council should have the opportunity to do it. I think from our standpoint, I think Todd's on the right track. If you were to adopt this proposed resolution and it was inserted within the document that ultimately goes out to the taxing entities, is noticed for anyone who wants to come down and get a copy that this is the final one, that would be the best for us. And I think it is within the confines of the statutory process. I'm not sensing that problem.
So if we do choose to approve the resolution tonight, would that document then be able to be submitted by Caleb with Mr. Neri's approval? Is that the thought process?
The process would be to sit down and visit with Mr. Neri and get his best thoughts on how to approach it. I suppose the city could, there are two resolutions. If the city didn't like it, they could reject it. But I think they're going to want to give a lot of deference to this board's approach, so figure out a way to make it work. But if the board adopts it, then we'll work with Mr. Neri and get it sent out. actually get it to him, and he'll get it. The city will get it sent out, I should say. Not us.
So, Mr. Chair, assuming you all approve the new resolution, if you can get that to me, and then I can just work it. Ted Barrett has been more involved than Bill Neri has, and work with the clerk. Time is of the essence again. We got to get this out this week to keep on our schedule. So if I can get the resolution, I'll kind of put both of them in front of it, of our attorneys, and say, which one are we sending out? And if you're all comfortable with either version, and it's clarification type stuff, I have both versions there, and whatever they say, that's the one we're going to send out. And if they choose the one that the council already looked at, we'll ask them to make that change on June 14th and say, that's a change to the plan you all saw a week ago. And if they say, yes, we're comfortable with this amended change, we'll send that one out. If you all are comfortable with that, sorry to wave a flag. I just want to make sure that everything's on the up and up, and we all understand what's going on. If you want to, I'll do that because I don't think we have time to schedule meetings, and I'm just going to run up there and say, listen, which one are we doing?
I think the memorandum that Council Lakey provided makes it pretty clear that it's in there if we decide, or if the city's council decides not to use the resolution.
The Mr. Chairman, the one little asterisk one I had, we're on pages 6 and 7, that does talk about the numbers. And the numbers are intended to provide kind of a definition of the limit of the agency's activity, but at the same time it says they're estimated, they may fluctuate based on the market and passage of time. So that's probably one of the arguments that leans toward trying to include it. But as we also show, it's replete through the plan with language that covers this. So I think, again, my recommendation is to include it. If they don't, I think we're still okay.
Just to be clear, Mr. Chair, sorry, I will advocate for that to some degree. So what I'll do today is what I will, I just want to make sure that you're okay with that, because
does the board have any other thoughts on this item?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the recommended resolution change per council's advice.
Should we have the resolution read?
I have that.
Question.
Let me proceed, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Okay, this is Resolution 16-019, a resolution of Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, adopting and approving the proposed modifications to its previously approved urban renewal plan, the 10 Mile Road Urban Renewal Project, and recommending that the City of Meridian approve said plan, including the attached modifications, authorizing the Chairman or Administrator to transmit the plan modifications in this resolution to the City Council, the City of Meridian requesting its approval of the proposed plan modifications and providing an effective date.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we take the recommendation of Council and approve resolution. Forget the number.
16-019. What is it? 16-019. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Mr. Vassilis?
Aye.
Mr. Winter?
Aye.
Mr. Bird?
Aye.
Mr. Barrett?
Aye.
Have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. I appreciate it. And it was a very small part of the plan, and it's covered in the plan, and it's not denying that. But in a world we're living in, where with Mr. Shikori and possible, you know, people that are looking at his property to buy or develop, we're fishing in deep waters, and it's really meaningful to have succinct summary exhibits for the benefits that will come from this incentive package. And that's a real major concern on the property, is what to do with the Kennedy lateral. If you could keep it that way, it'd be fine, but chances are something's going to have to be done to do it. And it's such a, it cuts all the way through. So to have it on the map and on the list is really, even though it's covered in the
here because the conversation would be a quick one. Here's the benefits from the plan. Oh, is it covered? Well, it's not on the map, but it's really interesting. I'd have to jump over that hurdle. And in preliminary negotiations, sometimes you don't have that opportunity. So this is really I really respect or appreciate the fact that you all got together and give this a second look.
Sure. Thank you. Apologize about the delay.
Sorry.
Thank you guys being here.
Oh, are we doing it 12 or 15?
To me, it makes sense to do it as 12. And to even list out 13, 14, 15 is just bullet points. You don't have to show color coding. I don't know if that's possible or... It would have eliminated the question in the first place. Just an idea. Anybody else?
That's a good idea.
This is really the document that controls.
Right. What's that?
This is the document that controls. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a piece in the document.
So this, we just need to change that.
So we'll modify the map to reflect Phil's.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. Welsh, I think that item's closed. Anybody else on that?
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Shall we take a step back? Item number 5 with Mr. Josh Everts.
Stick around to answer those other questions that you had earlier.
Got it.
You got it covered?
I feel like it's covered. I feel like our informal discussion has helped me a lot.
More information.
Are you planning on being in the next meeting for any reason?
Which is the next meeting?
The city council meeting.
No.
This isn't on the agenda.
But again, if you need any clarification on that or what I hear,
I think that was perfect. I understand now. I didn't understand where it was all coming from.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
See you, Ryan.
Well, hello, sir.
I'm super sorry for being late.
Okay. It actually works out. Our meeting was delayed, so.
Awesome. Well, I knew that. I got really deep down. I knew that. This is just, I just want to thank you guys. So I brought these delicious fairy tale brownies in. If you have not had fairy tale brownies, they're really next level sinful. So this is for you guys. But just, I appreciate the process. Like, I hope you guys have got a chance to at least walk by the building. I think we're doing the ribbon cutting with the mayor next Tuesday. So this is an invite, 1:30 next Tuesday. The only thing that won't be done, which kind of kills me, is the plaque. The actual bronze plaque. So I am making up a bronze plaque or what will look like it to actually unveil and read through and everything. I didn't ask your permission, but I did put Meridian Development Corp on that plaque just as a partner kind of in the restoration of it. But so that's it. And I brought my executive assistant. otherwise, it was my secretary, Nathan, to make sure I was here on time, and I didn't, so.
Mr. Mueller, you got to pull him up from the basement a little bit quicker.
Here's the deal. You work with these guys hoping they'll pan out, but you just don't know. So, any questions or anything like that? The other thing that I'll let you guys know is I have given, you know, my, you know, grant request to about 4 different businesses that I don't know if it'll ever end up being a request for you guys at the facade improvement, you know, grant program, but I think there is a general, it amazes me. I had no idea that property mattered to anybody. I mean, I think it mattered, but I sit in there on a daily basis now, and it's a revolving door of people coming through. I had 3 third grade class tours that I gave yesterday because, you know, chuckleheads are running down the street. So I'm like, well, come on in. You want to see what the bulb looks like? And, you know, the school district loves it. You know, these parents that are doing the tours love it. I don't tell any truths. I'm making up stories about what happened. But I'm hurting myself. But, yeah, it's been great. So thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, I'm out of here. Thank you.
Work out.
I'll try to be on time next time. I have to go. So he's going. Here's what happened. Stop it. It's killing me. So he talked me into, I don't travel for anybody. He talked me into going to Washington, D.C. with him next week. And then he asked me the question, like, hey, do you clean up? I haven't worn a suit since I retired. And I'm like, my wife found one in the closet. So she got it, like, freshly dry cleaned. I'm like,
if I didn't own a company, I wouldn't shower.
I don't shower. Don't do that. Yeah.
Or wear very much clothing either. But unfortunately, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. Secretary, let's go. All right.
Here we go. Guys.
I'm sorry.
Guys.
sorry, Josh, I'm going to miss
we
you.
We have our committee meeting at Java. Right. We have it there at 12, 1:30.
Okay.
We'll be right there.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good timing.
Good timing.
That's great. Okay.
Nope.
None at all.
Those are going home with someone else.
Item number 8 is a clarification liability insurance modification of the completion date to August 27th for De Guzman Designs and Downtown Bike.
Do you
want
to?
Sure, I can take a little stab at it. As we provided the standard contract to
Carissa.
It has our standard insurance provision in it, and it also had a completion date that we thought was okay, but easy one is she needs, just to be safe, perhaps a little bit more time. So we're looking for just a motion to modify the completion date to August 27th of this year. They were big enough changes that we thought we better bring it to the board. On the insurance side, she doesn't have liability insurance, but as I visited with Ashley, she's not driving her car around anywhere to look at anything. She's doing all this from her home. She's not designing something that's going to be installed and somebody's going to design it incorrectly because of what she's doing. This is just an informational map of bike paths.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see a need to have
any liability trouble.
That's what I was trying to think of. I mean,
yeah.
with a bike map, it's just kind of informational. I don't think anybody's going to fall off a cliff or drive the wrong way.
And she's taking information that she's given to her.
Paper cuts? I mean, what?
Well, what if she misses that left turn and it should have been a right turn?
I think we'll get to approve the map at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think we do approve it. Yeah.
Well, and
or,
Mr. Chair.
More importantly, city will be reviewing it.
You don't see any problem with it.
I normally would say, boy, we need it, but if she's really just working from her home and what she's doing isn't affecting anybody, she's not out doing any work for what we're asking her to do, and she's kind of compiling other information from other agencies,
yes.
I struggle to come up with a liability scenario.
Your environment, like, you'll
I mean, and all it does is if there is a liability, we can still sue her if we need to, but
there's nothing to.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't figure out. I mean, unless somebody hurts themselves looking at that map or something.
Yeah,
that's all.
I really tried
riding that bike, looking at that.
Is
map.
Is that vodka in there?
Sure.
Look, no hands.
So I was okay getting rid of the insurance provision and extending the time frame. Let Ashley expound anymore.
Yes. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. It essentially is, you know. I didn't catch the time frame initially, and knowing the committee and all the other folks that are going to have some input on this, there's no way we're going to get it done in 2 months. So we do need to extend the time frame, and so I have no qualms with that. And regarding, you know, what she's doing, she's basically compiling information from the city, from ACHD, and information that the committee is giving her as well, and creating the map. So it should be a no-brainer, I would hope.
Mr. Chairman? Ashley, is there with the time extension, is there a cost?
No.
Discrepancy or
no.
Difference? Okay.
Mr. Chair, what was the date that we needed extended to?
It's August 27th.
August 27th.
Oh, it's on the agenda. Sorry. Any questions? Mr. Chair, Commissioner, if we make the motion to modify it,
I didn't do a resolution. I just would look for a motion
okay.
to tweak those two things. They were major enough to come here, but minor enough not to do a resolution.
So, Mr. Chair,
Commissioner Winter,
I move that we approve the professional services agreement with two modifications, one extending the completion date to August 27, 2016, and second being removing the insurance requirement.
Second.
Point of clarification, Todd, when somebody is doing a product like this for us, developing it, until we accept that product, it isn't ours. We accept and pay for it. It isn't ours. It's essentially her product up until that point.
I'd have to go back and look at the agreement. But I try to build into our agreements that we own all their stuff they create for us. Sometimes we get pushbacks from people who do that.
But don't we have to accept their product in some way? The point I'm trying to make in all this is that I'm getting back. This liability thing intrigues me because I don't know where our liability would be until we actually have a product. It would be her liability if she's a producer of something and, you know, does something wrong and the dye causes somebody to get an infection or something, while it's hers and not ours.
Yeah, I mean, those are the kind of, if she was working for us as an independent contractor and she's out doing surveys of where the bike paths are and she hits somebody with her car, there's potential liability there. It's probably still on her, but we could see that's why there's insurance. But I just couldn't come across a scenario where we have much liability.
Where we have hired her to do something that has an inherent danger to it of some kind.
Some potential for it. But here, they'd have to, I don't know, choke on the dye or something. But it's just, it's her just doing it herself.
That's
paper cuts. Paper cuts all around.
Do we need individual votes?
If you could do a roll call vote, since it is a cost item, even though these don't affect cost. Okay. But.
Any other discussion? Roll call vote, Member Bassam?
Aye.
Mr. Winter?
Aye.
Mr. Bird?
Aye.
Mr. Baird?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well.
This comes under no good deed goes on. It's like you think you've got all the
things coming,
right?
I could teach you some things about liability insurance and workers' comp that we've had to learn.
The hard pain in the butt.
And our legislature just passed a nice workers' comp for the firemen.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to wind up costing every employer in the state. I wished all them were employers.
Okay, item number 9, Public Relations Committee.
So, we got together last week, April 28th, 2016. The notes are on page 31 of your packet. We went over a couple of different things, but so item A, it's understood that the request came from the MDBA in terms of the logo, using our logo, and it was understood that MDA does not currently have a logo. Ryzen Creative will amend the standards document. Address this, and what we're talking about is the who can use the logos, right? And then that the subsequent standard, what was it, an email that went out or a booklet or?
It's a booklet that talks about how they're utilized, when they're utilized, in what format, etc.
So they're going to make an amendment to that. MDAE, Downtown Business Association, intended to use the black historic component of the logo as theirs. The committee expressed concerns regarding this and leaves. If they were to use a modified version, that this board should have an opportunity to review it just to maintain our branding consistency.
Okay.
Item C is when utilizing the logos, it's not required to use any particular image of the three options. So if they wanted, they can pick whatever picture they want. Okay. That's the recommendation. Ryzen will amend the branding standards to reflect that as well. So, what was this? I don't even remember. I don't think I was even at this meeting.
It's only at his office, you know.
Must have been after he won that booze.
Do you want me to jump in?
Sure.
Okay. So Kelly had a question regarding, they're doing some storytelling for the Zamzos Mill, and she wanted to utilize some of the story with the branding and wanted to make sure it was appropriate to do so because of her position as a commissioner as well. And we kind of talked about it as a group and thought of it absolutely. It's perfect in order to tell the story about downtown Meridian, how the mill fits in, you know, why it's important to Meridian as it is. And she actually talked about the fact that they give tours. I had no idea that they give tours, which I think is great. And so be able to tell that story. So she just wanted to make sure the committee was comfortable.
I think she was going
to
make a video, right?
Yeah, so there's some really cool things happening. She just That's wanted to make want. Sure. Absolutely. She just wanted to make sure there was no conflict with her position. We also talked about, because we're getting so many requests for collateral, and so we talked about what we wanted to do initially. And right now we're going to narrow the scope, but eventually maybe the MDBA can broaden it a little bit. But we're looking at posters. One, we want to present to each of the building owners that are represented. So really nice quality framed. We also would like to have the posters to be able to be given to like prominent business owners as well too, when there's good deeds to be done and things to be given. So the committee is going to work together to put together a initial list of recipients. And again, we think these need to come from the mayor. And so we obviously need to have a conversation with her, but I think it'll be just fine. So Ryzen is going to look at costs for manufacturing the posters and the frames and what that would cost. They're also looking at costs for doing normal posters that could be purchased for the general public. They would be smaller in nature. So if you or I wanted a copy of that, we could purchase that. So they're looking at pricing that for us. One of the things that we've also talked about are, you know, because no one knows about the Unwired City for whatever reason. And so doing clings, now that we have the branding complete, clings that each of the business owners in downtown can put in their window to notify, you know, patrons that there is Wi-Fi for downtown Meridian. So Ryzen is going to put together kind of a design for us and, you know, put in an order of 50 or 100 clings so businesses can express that and their individual businesses. We talked about the Destination Downtown District banners. We want to utilize the signs that we currently have, but we want to bring those up into the existing branding. So Ryzen is going to look at the signage and see how it may be able to be repurposed. And they're also going to talk to Trademark about, okay, how can we move forward with these signs and recreate. And the downtown kiosk maps, we want to rebrand those as well for each of the kiosks that have the business directory. So the MDBA is working on updating all the businesses, and so I'm trying to get that updated list, and then we'll get that to Ryzen to help us recreate those panels. Gallatin Public Affairs, we wanted to get a budget update as the Earned Media, and so I was able to get that. And then on May 18th, the news crews will follow the third graders, as I mentioned a little earlier, for the historic walking tour. I'm sorry? Gallatin did. We brought it up as an opportunity, but they took the lead in doing that. And KTBB Channel 7 will be following them around.
When's the banners going up?
Wait, sorry. the first round of banners were delivered to the City Parks and Rec today.
Were so the Garage Award.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'll see them guys down there.
Sorry.
Does Josh know about the date of May 18th?
I don't think so. I didn't realize there was tours going through his building, but I'll make sure he does know. And then we talked about some budget priorities for fiscal year 17, continued Earned Media efforts, which obviously we're getting some good traction with, the Destination Downtown banners, and including more in downtown, public art, and these the public art is, if you're familiar with Seattle, where they have the pigs in downtown Seattle, and they're all painted differently. We are looking at doing something similar to downtown Meridian, so maybe partnering with the Arts Commission.
Wasn't that Kit's idea?
That was Kit's idea.
She's not here anymore.
I know. I think it's a cool idea.
Are we talking cows?
Maybe. We haven't decided. Milk jugs, actually, is one of the things that we talked about.
Milk jugs was a thing.
Mm-hmm. And that each one can be decorated differently and by the public. And ongoing public relations efforts, and then a video focused on downtown, taking the video. The city did a great video for the overall community, but if we could focus one on downtown, that's something that was in our year 3 marketing plan, but we've already jumped into year 2 this fiscal year, so we were looking at opportunities.
Right, they're going to update that for us, too.
Yeah, you know, maybe bringing year 3 into year 2 for some of the initiatives.
Cool. Yeah. We're knocking it out.
That's awesome.
Could I ask a stupid question?
There's no stupid question. What is a cling? So kind of those plastic clings that you can like put on like a window and they
instead of a sticker.
Oh, they cling to the window.
Yeah, right.
static.
Kind of very literal, isn't it?
Yes.
I had a question at first, too.
I thought it was some tech thing.
Yeah,
that's
good for glass business. Heat hits it and it breaks the window.
Pushed on.
No, the heat breaks it.
Oh, the heat breaks it. Oh, okay.
So we're pretty excited. I mean, they're coming along quite a ways. That's Ryzen is. And then, we should have a pretty entertaining discussion later today.
Great.
Yeah.
Item number 10 is upcoming committee meetings.
Last page of your packet are upcoming committee meetings. We were informed early on with the steering committee on Friday. That starts at 8:30 instead of 8 a.m. And then May 17th, and the executive committee will be at Frankie's Java, now that that's open, instead of Flatbread.
Council's report?
Nothing further.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Move to adjourn.
Say
hungry. All in favor?
Aye. 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 A